Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike McNally. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schocke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schocke. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a pop-up towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive towards short. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Schocke fields it and throws to first for the out. Cutshaw moves to second. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cutshaw moves to third. Two outs. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Veach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman strikes out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 0 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-1 in the game. Pillette hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Scott fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 0-for-1 in the game. Shockey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Veach for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shockey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heilman moves to third. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Rigney steals second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ruth, who is chasing the ball. Woodall reaches third base with a triple. Heilman scores. Rigney scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-2 in the game. Pillette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipp hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones bunts towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 3 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cutshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Home run Baker pinch hits for Mike McNally. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Camp Skinner pinch hits for Bob Shockey. Camp Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Witt bunts towards the mound. Pillette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 3 in the game. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm McMillan now playing third base. George Murray now pitching. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Waddell hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0 for 3 in the game. Pillette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Pillette for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 3 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.